5th of May. What do you want?
So to understand today's reading from the end of John's Gospel, we really need to go back to the very beginning when Peter, the fisherman, first met Jesus. So let me introduce you to Peter. Here's Peter. He was a fisherman in the time of Jesus, a very ordinary man. One day, he was busy washing his nets by the side of the Sea of Galilee, after a night when he had caught no fish at all, looking a bit miserable, when Jesus came along. Because there was such a big crowd following Jesus at the time, Jesus asked Peter if he could use his boat to teach from. When Jesus had finished teaching, he told Peter to put down his nets into the water again. And suddenly there were so many fish caught in the nets that Peter's boat began to sink. And it was at this point, all these years ago, before the reading we heard in John today, that Jesus then invited Peter to follow him.
Follow me.
Peter left being a fisherman and he became one of Jesus' disciples. He followed Jesus faithfully for over 3 years, but one night everything changed. It was the night that Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. We now remember that as Maundy Thursday. He was taken and arrested by the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard, and he was taken to the house of the high priest. Peter followed from a distance and hung about in the courtyard. There, a servant girl said to Peter, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But Peter denied it, and he said he didn't know Jesus. This happens again a little while later. Someone else asked Peter and said that he knew Jesus, but again Peter denied it. A little while later it happened a third time, and as Peter again swore that he didn't know Jesus, Peter turned his back on Jesus. After Peter had denied knowing Jesus for a third time, a cockerel crowed, and Peter remembered that Jesus had said that this would happen. Can you imagine how Peter must have felt that day? What do you think? How might Peter have felt that day? What was he feeling? Any ideas? Our young people are always full of ideas. Older ones can be too. You're welcome. How did he feel? What do you reckon, Doms?
Ashamed.
Ashamed, that's a really good word. How else?
Upset.
Upset, yeah. I think he probably knew that he'd done something wrong. Bad, yeah. Oh, sad. That's right, Bethany, you probably felt sad. Hang on, we've got one at the back there. So you felt ashamed, upset, sad?
Confused.
That's a good one. Maybe he did feel a bit confused, because really, he probably, deep down inside, really did want to follow Jesus, and that's what he wanted to do. But the other chief priests had arrested him. He was scared. So he probably was confused as well. Yeah. Any other thoughts? No. We've had lots of really good ideas there. He probably felt a bit guilty and disappointed. And Peter carried all those feelings around with him, dark and heavy on him, until one day, one special day, a little while after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, on that first Easter day. The night before, Peter had decided to go back to fishing, his old job. And we heard in the reading earlier that although Peter fished all night, he caught nothing. Then early in the morning, a man on the beach called out to Peter and the other fishermen, and told him to let their nets down on the right side of the boat. It's a bit like the first time Jesus met Peter, wasn't it? So this time, they let their nets down on the right side of the boat, and immediately many large fish were caught in the nets, just as they'd done once before, 3 years ago. Our reading earlier told us that John, one of Jesus' other friends, realised who the man on the beach was. Who was the man on the beach? You can remember? Who do you think, Beth? Jesus, that's right. Well done, Beth. So it's Jesus on the beach. Peter and his friends rushed to get back to the beach where Jesus was preparing breakfast for them. I wonder what went through Peter's mind when he sat eating breakfast with Jesus after everything he'd done, after the way he'd denied him. I wonder if he thought about the first miraculous catch of fish. I wonder if he thought about how Jesus had called him away from fishing in the first place to follow him on that first time he met him. I wonder if he thought about how he denied knowing Jesus. And I think maybe he thought that Jesus wouldn't want him to be one of his followers anymore because of that. But after breakfast, Jesus took Peter to one side and had a chat with him. Jesus didn't tell Peter off, but simply asked him three questions, the three questions we heard in our reading. Do you remember what Jesus asked Peter? What do you reckon, Lily? Do you love me? That's right. Because that's what mattered to Jesus. He said to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? And Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Take care of my sheep, Jesus said. And then he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Take care of my sheep, said Jesus. And then Jesus said to Peter a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And we heard that Peter was a bit upset that Jesus had asked him whether he loved him three times. But he replied, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep, said Jesus. Jesus then invited Peter to follow him.
Follow me.
So Jesus still wanted Peter as a follower, even though Peter had really messed up. How kind of Jesus to put Peter back together again in that way, giving him three opportunities to say that he loved him to replace the three times he denied him. And once again, Peter was called into a life of service to follow Jesus. And you know, sometimes, actually quite often, probably most, if not every day, we mess up in our lives. We do things wrong, we upset people, we don't behave the way we should behave, the way we even want to behave. We can be tempted to think that actually we've blown it and that Jesus will never want us to be one of his followers again, that actually maybe we're not good enough to come to church, which is madness, because the wonderful truth is that Jesus never gives up on us. And today, Sophia's parents will, on behalf of Sophia, commit to following Jesus, because baptism is that first step along the road of faith. It's a journey that will last a lifetime. The road won't always be straight. It will sometimes go this way or that way, and we'll do things wrong. But it's okay, because when we commit to Jesus, Jesus is committed to us. So when we mess up, even if it's in a pretty big way, if we go to him and ask him in prayer and open our hearts to him, and if we allow him to, Jesus will gently put us back together again, like he did with Peter. And he'll restore us to being his follower again. Amen.